and it's entitled Learning the Blues. Tables are empty, the dance floor is deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. In learning the blues, when you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, ooh. Can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. Vincent. Thank you for that song too. How's that? I love you too. I love every one of you. Yes, I do. Well, now this story with it. Every song has a story. If you want to tell it, you know, some you shouldn't tell. I don't think. This guy over in England, he wrote this song and recorded it on record, and his name is, what is his name? Richard Thompson. Who?
Richard Thompson.
You got it, yeah. No, two of them got it. Three? Richard Thompson, yeah. He's the one who wrote it. Yes, I think you're right. I think you're right about that. So anyway, we thought we'd record it, but we recorded it in C, like there, you know. He did it in B flat, which is here. It's a little bit lower, you know. But they suited the banjo, so, and my vocal too. So we thought we'd record it that way. Well, we got a festival up in Cumberland, Maryland, every May. see? And we thought, we'll book, and it's coming up soon. We got a whole bunch of great acts up there. Anyway,
we'll be there.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And so we had Richard there, and we want him to sing with us on stage, you know, that song. And we didn't know, though, if he could do it and see if it suited him. So we got together and rehearsed it for about 30 seconds, and he said, yeah, that's fine. He walked away from us, and then, of course, we did get up and do it with him, and he said, I'll see you in the charts. Oh, did I tell you what it was? I didn't tell you what the name of it was, did I?